On the Kuskokwim River, it's not an easy decision to travel during breakup. There are chores to be done to prepare for summer, and flooding is a constant risk that draws people close to their homes to stand guard. But on Monday and Tuesday, a group traveled to Bethel from nearly every village along the river to discuss how to protect the fish that swim by. 33 tribes live along the Kuskokwim and share all the fish within it. 4 years ago, the tribes came together to form the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. It was a historic agreement that allowed tribes to co-manage the Kuskokwim salmon alongside federal managers. Biologists predict another year of low king salmon returns lies ahead for the Kuskokwim. At the commission's annual meeting, the group laid out how to approach this season.
There was consensus that we are managing for conservation, and there is a consensus that we want to rebuild our salmon stocks and have abundance again.
Mary Patola is the commission's executive director. To show that commitment to conservation, the commission voted down a resolution to allow 8-inch mesh gillnets on the river. The larger mesh would catch the larger fish, which carry more eggs, and commission members want those fish to make it to the spawning grounds much as they might desire them for their smokehouses. Three other resolutions passed at the meeting. The commission voted to add a fourth in-season manager to represent Bethel, Napakiak, Napaskiak, and Oscarville. The Bethel ONC tribe appointed Robert Lecander to the seat. He will join the three in-season managers representing the upper, middle, and lower river. The annual meeting lasted 2 days, and unlike most fish meetings, there weren't any PowerPoint presentations or reams of data handed out. Instead, Executive Director Mary Patola says it was a conversation.
We talked about some of the rules that our guiding principles that define our relationship with salmon. We talked about tribal stewardship and governance of Kuskokwim River salmon fisheries as the commissioners would define it.
The commissioners hope to unite people and overcome long-standing divides separating the lower, middle, and upper segments. The salmon arrive in each area at different times. When to fish and how that affects villages upstream or old conflicts.
So that's always kind of an ongoing relationship-building exercise, is making sure that people from the communities across the river know each other and understand each other and can communicate well with each other.
Also at the meeting, the commission elected 4 of the 7 unit representatives to the body's executive council. And new to the summer, the commission will hold weekly teleconferences every Monday to update people on management decisions and to gather river observations. Finally, there's one large caveat to this story. The commission will only co-manage the river if the federal government takes over management of the lower Kuskokwim from the state. That's what's happened the past several years of low king salmon runs and appears likely to happen again. The Federal Subsistence Board will make that decision next week. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.